welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting shows from radio's past. Mark Levonier, your host, bringing you an hour of comedy. Later on, it's the Bob Hope Show from 1951. But first, the Jimmy Durante Program with special guest, movie actor Boris Karloff. An NBC episode from the 10th of December, 1947.
Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, Mr. Boris Karloff. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better.
Как люблю их не построй, про страздик понедельник воскресенье, про знаешь, как люблю.
That was General Marshall putting a B in Stalin's bonnet.
Oh, gosh, Jim, that General Marshall is really a great man, isn't he?
Yes, Howard, and since I helped him out with the Marshall Plan, I'm looking forward to big things. If he doesn't offer me a position on his staff, I'm going to feel robbed.
Robbed! Robbed! You weren't robbed! I was robbed! Do you hear? I was robbed! Robbed!
Poor Walcott. He's been that way ever since he fought Joe Louis. But enough of these trivialities, Howard. I've finally come up with a stupendous idea for my political career. I'm forming my own political party, and I'm going to call it the Democrat, Republican, Socialist, Liberal, Labor Party.
You're going to call it the Democrat, Republic, Socialist, Liberal, Labor Party?
That's right. I ain't mad at nobody. But Howard, the platform in my party is to give the country the new look, an all-woman government.
An all-woman government?
Yes. The president would be Hedy Lamarr. The vice president, Greer Garson. The Secretary of the Interior, Esther Williams. And the Secretary of State, Durante.
Oh, but Jimmy, with Hedy Lamarr, Greer Garson, and Esther Williams, why do they want Durante?
They feel the need of a pretty face. Most people's beauty is only skin deep, but mine has bones in it.
Well, Jimmy, how did the political leaders feel about your plan to put women in the government?
They were dubious, but wanting to feel the pulse of the average housewife, I went up to a house and knocked on the door. Good morning, madam.
Hello.
You look like an average housewife. Tell me, madam. That must be a misprint. You look like an average housewife. Tell me, madam, what's your name?
Oh, no.
Your name is Ono?
Yes. When I was born, my father took one look at me and said...
Oh, no.
Well, tell me, little lady, how do you feel about having a woman president?
Well, I think I can tell you about it in this little poem. When it comes to a woman president, my feelings I must show. Just like the hem on the new-look skirt.
I'm feeling mighty low.
That guy's tonsils are marked his and hers.
Well, Jimmy, is that as far as you went with your survey?
No, Howard. From there, I went to...
How far you are, Mr. Durante? The very man I wanted to see.
You'll have to find your own way out, folks. You just inhaled three of the ushers.
A woman president, and I aim to be the candidate. I'm from the beautiful state of Arkansas.
Please don't get that saw close so close to my nose.
Oh, sorry, Possum Snoot. You know, I've been so sure I'll be elected president, I've even written a campaign song. Oh, I'll be coming around the White House when I come. I'll be coming around.
Buddy, set the bear trap. I think we can catch her the next time around.
Well, what about it, Badgerbeak? Are you going to make me president?
Please, madam, I don't think you're fitted for the presidency. You got to be a man of distinction like Durante. You wouldn't know what... You wouldn't know about these things, madam, but let me tell you... Let me tell you what I mean. Now, feeling kind of dapper in my newest creation, I stepped out for a promenade, swinging my Malacca umbrella nonchalantly. I went strolling down the boulevard. Now, I knew I was creating a sensation and giving the pedestrians a treat. Why? Because children pointed and people stared. They had never seen open-toed sneakers with the cuticles painted. But as I stepped into my town and country jeep, who do you think I meet? Lady Sussex? No. Countess Carriers? No. Rooster Head McGinty? Definitely not. It was Hedda Hopper, a Hollywood columnist. I can visualize her daily column saying, quote, "Seen at a Pismo Beach clam house was Jimmy Durante, wearing a two-tone striped herringbone suit with the herring removed. And in his nuts lapel, Durante was wearing a red carnation for a boutonniere. And setting off his Windsor tie was his tan reverse cap skin shoes. At last, a doubt menu has been scattered." Unquote. As we greeted each other effusively, I took Hedda by the arm. While I complimented her on her attire, my clothes I waited for her to admire. And I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. Why, the styles changed 3 times while I was waiting. Finally, she said, "Jimmy, you don't belong. You're all wrong. In other words, I'm a fugitive. A fugitive from Esquire. What a blow." Ignored, harassed, shunned by those in the know. At the best resorts, they criticized my long underwear. And hint, I should wear tailored precision shorts with cross ventilation. But what would that get me? Pneumonia. Last summer, I was invited to the Harvard Regatta aboard Vanderbilt's yacht. I came in my new bathing suit. And what happened? I was the subject of malicious gossip. You see, my trunks fitted all right, but my halter kept slipping off my shoulder. Now, is that any reason for the captain to give each sailor an oar and say, "Mr. Durante, you're not wanted. The dinghy will take you ashore"? Snubbed by the Harvard Regatta. Me, Durante the dilettante. They claimed I should have worn a double-breasted marine blue flannel blazer with brass buttons, white cricket cloth slacks, ribbon-shaped bow tie, Nassau coconut straw hat with club band, and white buckskin unlined shoes with red rubber soles and heels, and laces to match. What the heck am I, a man or a peacock? That's why I'm a fugitive from Esquire. I'm just a shattered, I'm just a broken, I'm just a shattered, broken, tired slate.
You want to be sure that the gripe is pure when you ask for a drug preparation. Buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now, folks, we find Jimmy Durante at home with his man, Creature. And later on, Lana Turner is coming over, and I'm going to meet her. And she'll squeeze me in her arms and kiss me and kiss me and kiss me and kiss me. That last part isn't really true, folks, but I get so tired of just reading what's on the paper. But anyway, here's Arthur and Jimmy at home.
Oh, I say, Mr. Durante, sir, I just wanted to tell you I've arranged your library just the way you wanted it, sir.
Thank you, Treacher. When it comes to housekeeping, in the words of a great statesman, you are equivocally and indubitably kiskernin in your precociousness ratio in non-compass mentis, gratis.
Why, sir, those are the words of Patrick Henry.
I hope he had them insured. I mangled them up quite badly. But tell me, Treacher, did the mail come yet?
Yes, sir, I have a letter for you right here.
Let's have it. Why, this is stupendous. Listen to this. I've been chosen the most popular singer on the air by that disc jockey, Happy Sam, the record man.
Oh, congratulations, sir. I think you should know, you know, I sing a bit myself.
You do?
Oh, yes, surely you've heard my great number. You know, the one called When It's Strawberry Time in Normandy, I'll Come Home and Get Rash with You. You know, I've got a million of them, a million of them.
Please, Treacher, Leo DeRocher went back to the Dodgers in Brooklyn. Can't you think of a place?
Oh, but sir, you know, you're not giving me a chance. I have one cowboy number. Well, it's really jolly well Rip Tooting.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, would you help me do it?
I'd be glad, sir, Treacher.
Oh, good, sir. And if you'll pardon the expression, yippee. Well, here we go. He always sings.
What does he sing?
Raggedy music through the kettle as he swings.
Where does he swing?
Back and forwards in his kettle on a horse.
What kind of a horse?
That he syncopated, gated, and for such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run.
When do they run?
When they hear the killer's gun, because the western folks all know.
What do they know?
That he is a highfalutin, tooting, son of a gun from Arizona.
Ragtime cowboys, ragtime cowboys, ragtime cowboys.
With mashed potatoes,
ragtime cowboys, yo!
What do you think, sir?
Treacher, your singing could make you another Miss Hush.
Oh, but this, Miss Hush is off the air and will never be heard from again.
This boy clashes on fast. But I haven't got time for idle banter. I've got to get over to the radio station and get my award from Happy Sam, the record man. See you later, Treacher.
Yes, sir.
Ah, this is Happy Stan's studio. He's already on the air. I'd better go right in.
Yes, kiddies, this is Happy Sam, the record man, brought by you for the makers of the Cupumka Beauty Cream Pickle It.
How do you like that? Happy Sam is Boris Kalloff.
Girls, are you neglected? Do you have a winning smile and a losing face? When you walk into a room, do mice jump up on chairs? Then there's only one solution for your face. Pickle It, the cucumber beauty cream. And now, Pickle It is proud to present our guest, the winner of the Happy Sam Popularity Award, Jimmy Durante.
In person? Thank you, Happy Sam, and I'm very happy about the results of the jukebox poll. And I especially want to thank the inhabitants of Seattle, the home of the fishing industry, who gave me over 7 million votes.
7 million votes? But, Jimmy, Seattle only has a population of 400,000.
I know, but the salmon are my strongest supporters.
Well, Jimmy,
you should have seen those salmon fighting their way out of cans to put their nickels in jukeboxes.
Thanks a million for being my guest, Jimmy. And before you go, here's a jar of my cucumber beauty cream.
Thanks very much. I have a cucumber at home that's suffering from warts.
Now, Jimmy, will you join me in my sponsor's theme song?
I'd be happy to.
Use pickle it, cucumber beauty cream. You'll make the Notre Dame football team. With all Americans, you will click, and your face won't look like you blocked a kick.
Pickle it, pickle it!
This is station KLCB, Los Angeles. Okay, fellas, we're out the air.
I could have taken that song four keys higher. Boris? Boris, it was a pleasure being on your program, but I just can't get accustomed to you being Happy Sam the disc jockey.
Oh, I love it, Jim. It's so much more fun than those soap operas they wanted me to play in.
They wanted you, Boris Karloff, to play in soap operas?
Oh, yes. They had several lined up for me. John's Other Head. One Man's Funeral. Just Plain Bilious. Lum and Abnormal. And Phil Spitali and his old ghoul orchestra.
Featuring Evelyn and her magic shovel, no doubt.
Oh, Jimmy, don't say things like that. I'm not a horror man. I'm a gentle soul. I hate horror. But nobody believes me.
What Boris, you're crying.
Oh, it's nothing.
I know, but it's putting out my cigar.
Look, Jimmy, why don't you come out and spend the weekend with me at my country house, Happy Hollow, and see what a quiet, peaceful life I lead?
You can count on me, Boris. I'll be at Happy Hollow tonight.
Well, here I am, Mr. Karloff.
Ah, Peggy Lee, Mr. Durante. You know Miss Lee?
Why, sure. I ruined many a thumbnail open pistachio nuts for Peggy.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Oh, Mr. Karloff, it's such a thrill meeting you in person like this. I adored you in the picture of the Batman, and I worshipped you in the Catman, and I just loved you in the Fat Man.
Save some of your affection for me, Peggy. My next picture is the Schnauz Man.
Well, now, chick, you haven't forgotten you're going to beat out a little solid jive on my jump session tomorrow.
Oh, no, Potato. I'll bury you now. Dig you later. I'm laying it down. Are you picking it up?
Oh, I dig you, Peggy. I dig you.
How do you like that? It's Mr. and Mrs. Digger O'Dell. Sing, Peggy, while I pack my hair curlers for my weekend at Happy Hollow.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
How much is a microgram? 1/30 millionth of an ounce. 1/480 millionth of a pound. It's impossible to imagine anything as light or as small as that, isn't it? And yet, in the great Rexall Control Laboratories, these microscopic measurements are made every day in the analysis of drugs and drug products. Accuracy to the 30 millionth part of an ounce. That gives you some idea of the scientific control that lies behind every Rexall product you buy. Of the care and precision with which all Rexall drug products are made. You can always depend on any product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
not grass.
Yes, master.
The situation is desperate. I've got to marry off my ward Gwendolyn tonight.
Who is the handsome suitor this time, master?
Jimmy Durante.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now, aren't we?
Now then, when Mr. Durante arrives, I want you to put him in the bedroom in the south wing.
The bedroom in the south wing, but the vulture is staying there, sir.
That's quite all right. The room has twin beds. On second thoughts, take the vulture out. We mustn't let Mr. Durante suspect what we are really like, must we, Snodgrass?
No, sir.
Compose yourself, Snodgrass. When you get excited, your horns protrude through your toupee. There's our guest now. Show him in.
I beg your pardon. Is this Happy Hollow?
Yes, come in. May I help you off with your head, sir?
What?
I mean your hat, sir.
Snodgrass, you may go now. Welcome to Happy Hollow, Jimmy. Come, we'll sit by the fire and chat.
Ah, that sounds cozy.
Awfully glad you can make it, Jimmy, especially today. It's my birthday.
Congratulations, Boris. And may I say that you don't look it?
Thank you. You know, when I came down to breakfast this morning, I got such a surprise. I found 8 candles in my oatmeal. Gee, they were good. But now I've got heartburn.
Maybe you should have blown them out first.
Perhaps. But it's so peaceful here at Happy Hollow, so quiet, so serene.
Oh, Steve, put on that knife!
Shut up, I'm going to let you have it!
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
This kid needs a new battery for his ear trumpet.
Come, Jimmy, I'll show you to your room. Hold this candle. Here we are.
There's somebody in this room. He blew out my candle.
Silly boy, it was just the wind.
That's the first wind I ever met that eats onions.
Wait here, Jimmy. I'll get another candle.
It's so dark in here, I can't see the end of my nose. Come to think of it, I can't do that in daylight either.
Listen to me.
Who's that?
It is I, Snodgrass. I came to warn you. Tonight, when you're lying in bed, if a stranger approaches with a long knife and offers to cut your throat.
Yes?
Refuse him.
I wish I had on my gay-colored shorts. This place is scaring the pants off me.
Here, James, I brought a fresh candle.
Look, Boris, I don't like to complain. You've been so hostile. But I've been hearing strange... Look, Boris, I don't like to complain. You've been so hostile. But I've been hearing strange sounds.
Nonsense. There are no strange sounds. Come in. Ah, Gwendolyn. Allow me to present Mr. James Durante.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Oh, ma'am. A whole man.
What was she expecting? 2 halves?
You're cute. Do you like to hold hands?
Yes, I love to hold hands.
Good. I have a whole trunk full of them in the attic.
This must be the lady with 29 palms.
Oh, kiss me, my husband-to-be.
Please, please, madam, please. Your demonstrations of ocularity dexterity puts me in a receptive mood for convulsively bliss.
Then you want to marry me.
If that's what I said, I retract the statement.
Don't be hasty, James. That's what I brought you here for, to marry Gwendolyn.
Me marry Gwendolyn? That's very funny.
So you think we are joking, my big-nosed friend? Well, after all, you're new here.
Does anybody ever get old here?
You'll find out. Show him, Snodgrass.
Ouch! Snodgrass! You're hurting my wrist. Help, police!
I say, Mr. Durante, sir, wake up, wake up!
Help! Treacher, get the police, call the fire department, Treacher, do something! Treacher, you?
Yes, sir, wake up, sir. You seem to be having a terrible nightmare.
Nightmare?
Yes, sir, and you'd better hurry, you know. You're late for your weekend at Happy Hollow with Happy Sam Karloff.
That's right, I'd better get going. See you later, Treacher. What a lovely place Karloff has here. I'll ring the bell. Silly nightmare I had. Imagine me dreaming those horrible dreams about a gentle guy like Karloff. Hello, Boris. So this is Happy Hollow.
Yes, come in, Jimmy. Come in and let me help you off with your head.
How do you like that? My nightmare has been transcribed to a more convenient time.
This is Howard Petrie again with a Rexall reminder for the Christmas season now at hand. This is the time of year when your Rexall druggist steps out of his traditional role and plays Santa Claus for millions of busy Christmas shoppers. Your Rexall drugstore is your most convenient Christmas shopping center with hundreds of different and original gifts. For that most important lady of all, see the exquisitely beautiful Caranome gift sets sold only at Rexall drugstores. No woman could resist a colorful set of Caranome lipsticks with matching rouge or a lovely box of Caranome face powder and Caranome perfume. Make your Rexall drugstore gift headquarters for all your Christmas shopping this year.
Touché, Professor Petrie, and I'd like to add, I do my Christmas shopping at a Rexall store. What I want, they got, and a furthermore. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How do you do? Boris Karloff for coming over tonight. And next week, folks, Victor will pay us another visit. Folks, this is the time of the year when I know you all want to buy Christmas seals. All I can say is that the need is greater than it's ever been. So let's buy more than our share. It'll be appreciated. And now here's Tommy Harmon, famous player of the Los Angeles Rams. Tommy, tell us what goes with the football situation this week.
Well, Jimmy, our regular football schedule has run out, so we'll have to look to January 1st for our Rexall football game this week. The Rose Bowl at Pasadena has lined up what should be a football natural. This game will be surrounded with all the color and pageantry of the Rose Parade. The University of Michigan and the University of Southern California are opponents for the day. Michigan, winner of the Big Nine Championship, is regarded by many as one of the best teams in the nation. Led by Bob Chapius and Bump Elliott, the Maize and Blue Warriors are undefeated this year. At Michigan, Coach Fritz Kreisler has molded one of the nation's most powerful 11s using the single-wing formation. On the other hand, Southern California possesses one of the country's best T formation outfits. So on New Year's Day, take your pick, the single wing or the T. As for me, well, I've been taught to respect my teachers, and that means Fritz Kreisler of Michigan. I expect to hear Hail to the Victors played over and over on the eve of January 1st in honor of Michigan's Wiley Wolverines, who should claw their way to a Rose Bowl victory, and in so doing will add the Trojans of Troy to their long victory list of 1947.
Rexall for tonight, folks. From Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy, yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante, who would like to ask, has anybody here seen Mrs. Calabash? Wherever she is, won't you let me know? Has anybody here seen Mrs. Calabash? I'll give the world just to say hello. Let me describe it.
Sorry, Jimmy, I hate to break in, but time's up.
Everybody wants to get into the act.
The Jimmy Durante program on Tuned to Yesterday from December 10th, 1947 on NBC, surely playing up movie actor Boris Karloff's reputation. In that same year of the broadcast, he played a major role in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty and appeared in the Dick Tracy film Dick Tracy Meets Gruesome as Gruesome. This is an hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Lifonier. Now time for the Bob Hope Show with special guest Corinne Calvet. An NBC episode heard on November 13th, 1951.
The Bob Hope Show. And now, here is Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure to be back in town and do a show for you folks. Hollywood audiences are so fast. No kidding. One almost caught me yesterday. You know, I do so few shows here, I had trouble getting into NBC tonight at the artist entrance. I said to the man on the door, but don't you recognize me? Look at my nose. And he said, if you can't fight, why do you get into arguments? But an exciting news item right now, which you can now buy almost anything with just a small down payment. will mean more TV sets. Of course, Hollywood already has a terrific number of television sets. In fact, we have so many antennas that the smog is coming in shredded. There's so many TV antennas in California that they're interfering with the birds. This year, the only way the swallows could get back to Capistrano was to join the automobile club. Television is now America's favorite indoor sport. But I think the very last word in television is in the kitchen. They have it, you know. It's a combination television set and garbage disposal. If you don't like the programs, you press a button and start grinding ham bones. My shills are back there. But you know, television programs also have an effect on the education of children. There's a whole generation of kids that'll grow up believing that Washington crossed the Delaware because he needed another box of Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Of course, when I was a kid, we didn't have television. The only wrestling we saw was when we hid behind the couch. They've already tried teaching on TV as an experiment, but it didn't work out. When one little boy came to school the next day, the teacher said, "What did you learn, Tommy?" And he bowed and kissed her hand and gave her a lit cigarette. And the latest medical sensation is surgery on television. Imagine having your appendix out, then seeing it a year later. And you know how people always say, "Let me show you my operation." Now they get a channel and bring it right into your living room. Just as the surgeon prepared to remove the liver, the patient sat up and said, "But doctor, it's my tonsils." And the doctor said, "I know, but I'm trying to get a sponsor."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, these are busy days in Hollywood. Among other productions, a Crosby, Lamour, Hope picture is in preparation. Right now, it's early morning on the lot, and Bob is in his dressing room waiting for his makeup man.
Oh, boy. Just getting up at 6 in the morning is murder. I was better off back in Cleveland. There I got to sleep until 7. Of course, I was working in a butcher shop. I had to get there before anybody else and change the lamb chops from their pajamas into their panties. Oh, well, it's a living. Come in.
Morning, Mr. Hope.
Oh, good morning, Fred.
If you'll sit in your chair, Mr. Hope, I'll start putting on your makeup.
Okay. My, you're certainly cheerful this morning.
Well, I like to work on your face.
Why?
It's such a challenge.
What do you mean?
Acres and acres of flab, and it's all mine.
Oh, you read that line so nice, don't you? All right, Fred, just do it, huh?
Well, you can't blame me for being excited. Working on you is one job where I feel like a witch doctor. Here I am with my little makeup kit struggling to undo something Mother Nature did in a nasty mood.
All right, Fred, let's not do a whole bit here. Just smear, huh?
Very well. First, let's get this cold cream on your neck. Whoops!
What's the matter?
I got my finger caught in a wrinkle. Now, we'll just let that set for a minute, and while we're waiting, I'll just pluck your eyebrows.
Okay, take it easy, though.
Oh, this won't hurt a bit. Here we go. One. Here's another one. Ooh, here's a doozer. This is a stubborn little one. I got it.
Oh, swell. If I ever need an extra eye, now there's a hole for it.
Well, let's see now. I think we're ready for the makeup now.
Well, I want to talk to you about that, Fred. What was that stuff you put on my face yesterday?
Oh, well, that's something new. And I know it's going to be wonderful for your face.
Why?
It's the same stuff they're using to pave the Hollywood freeway.
Look, Fred, let's get this thing over with, huh?
All right. I'll just put some of this powder on you. Put this towel around your head, and we'll just put this chin strap under your face. There.
Anybody here? Oh, hello, Fred.
Oh, hello, Miss Lamour.
Hey, Dottie, come on over here.
Who is it?
Who is it? Don't you recognize me? No, it's me, Dottie. Wait till I get this stuff off.
Oh, that's better.
You all set to go to work?
Uh-huh. Gee, Bob, it's just like old times doing a road picture with you and Bing.
Yeah, remember the first one? Boy, was I green. I kept messing up one scene and I had to kiss you 500 times.
Yeah, then I turned green.
Go on, you loved every minute of it.
Well, I must admit that I've kissed a lot of leading men in pictures, but there's something about your lips that's different.
My tailor pads them for me. I've got the only tweed pucker in town.
You know, Bob, you've matured. You're really working hard on this picture.
Well, that's because of my new... I was working on my tweed pucker. Did you like it? I have a tweed pucker and a plaid head. Well, that's because of my new financial deal with Paramount. It's just wonderful.
Really?
Yes, rather than working on a straight salary, I'm paid on a cost-plus deferment basis, which is figured on a fiduciary arrangement over $1 million with the exhibitors cut east of the Rockies, which is included in the general corporation setup.
Oh, what does that come to?
About $25 a week.
Why don't you go to the unemployment office and cut out the middleman?
You know, Dottie, I'm glad you stopped by. There's something I want to talk to you about.
What's that?
Well, how shall I start? Well, let me put it this way. You, Bing, and I are making a picture. Now, let's evaluate the three of us.
All right.
Now, you're attractive, a good actress, and as for me, my looks and my acting ability, well, gee, I hate to say it.
But you will.
Well, I like to be honest.
Bob, what are you driving at?
Well, it's about Bing.
Well, what about him?
Well, Dottie, you know how it is in Hollywood. Some actors fade away, some disappear, some aren't as strong as they used to be. With Bing, it's different.
Different?
Yes, with him, rigor mortis is set in.
Oh, stop exaggerating.
Who's exaggerating? After we finish the scene, they put him back in the icebox so he won't fall apart.
Be silly. Bing's still wonderful.
Of course he is, but when you stack him up against us, I mean, why should he injure our brilliant careers?
I don't understand.
Well, after our last road picture, Paramount got a letter that said, Hope and L'Amour were fine, but why did they need their grandmother in the picture?
Bob, are you sure that's what the letter said?
Well, I ought to be able to read my own writing. Mind. We got to protect this picture.
Oh, Bob.
Really, whenever we're shooting a scene, we got to hide Bing from the camera.
How can we do that?
Well, you could stand in front of him.
I will not.
All right, then I'll stand in front of him.
That'll hide everybody. Bob, I'm really surprised at you. After all, you and Bing have been friends for a long time.
Oh, please.
And he's done a lot for you.
Old hydromatic hips. What did he ever do for me?
Lots of things. Why, when you first came to Hollywood, you didn't know anybody. You couldn't get work. You were sick.
That's true. I almost froze to death posing for a calendar.
You were alone, friendless. You were like a little bird. And Crosby took you under his wing.
Well, that was nice, but he tried to sit on me and hatch me.
Bob, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, dreaming up a little plot like this.
Well, maybe you're right. It wasn't fair of me to think only of us. I take it all back. I wouldn't really do anything to hurt Bing anyway.
Well, that's better.
Hello? Yeah, this is Bob Hope. It's the production department, Dottie.
Oh? Uh-huh.
What? He did? Why, he can't do that. Oh, he did, huh? Well, he hasn't heard the last of this.
Bob, what's the matter?
Crosby called to say he won't be in today. There'll be no shooting.
Why?
He's going to play golf instead. Why, the nerve of that monster. Did you ever see him play golf? It takes him all day just to play 9 holes. Every time he takes a step, he trips over his hearing aid.
Gee, he might have given us a little notice.
Well, that's the way he does things. He doesn't tell anybody. That's the way he foreclosed the mortgage on my house. Ooh, I'll fix him for this. I'll get somebody to replace him and have Paramount throw him out of the picture.
Who are you going to get to replace him?
Well, I'll get somebody. When I get through, he'd be sorry he did this. He'll be right back where he started from on a milk truck.
You mean Bing drove a milk truck?
No, he pulled it.
ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a gal we've had the pleasure of working with several times this season. And here she is with Be Anything, Miss Peggy Lee.
Be a beggar, be a thief, be my sunshine or my grief, be anything but darling.
Wonderful, Peggy.
And thank you, Bob, for that lovely introduction.
Yeah? Well, there's something I'd like to add.
What's that?
Oh. Les, may we have a big fanfare, please? Les, that was a fanfare? It was more like my paycheck after they take out the withholding tax. We were just going to do a few scenes from our earlier shows this year. For instance, down in Corpus Christi, Texas, we did a show for the boys at the Naval Air Station, and I played the part of a cruel, vicious sea captain.
There she goes, helmsman, and look sharp. Captain Bligh is headed toward the bridge.
Mr. Christian?
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Christian, heave-ho your topside, mizzen up your spinnaker, jib your boom, and lay your forecastle.
What does that mean, sir?
I don't know. I'm mad with power.
Are you taking over, Captain?
Indeed, Mr. Christian. Bring me up to date. What progress have we made since this good ship left home?
Well, I have the log right here, sir. The first day, we traveled 6 inches. The second day, a foot and a half. The third day, 2 feet.
Not very good, is it?
No, sir.
Well, we'll go a lot faster once we get to the water. Mr. Christian, I run me ship as I please.
Sir, I'm duty-bound to tell you that I consider you the cruelest, most vicious, black-hearted, sadistic monster on the seven seas.
Thank you. Mr. Christian, what's this? The men are approaching the bridge. They have weapons.
It's mutiny, sir. I warned you. Now your time has come.
No, no.
You may have your choice, Captain Bligh. Hang by a rope from a yardarm or be cast adrift in a dinghy.
No, no, not that. I don't know a thingy about a dinghy.
Very well, then. It's the rope. And here it is.
Just a moment. I'm not afraid to die.
But grant me one request so that I may die as an Englishman and a gentleman.
What is your request?
When you put that rope around my neck.
Yes?
Please tie a Windsor knot. And there's some months ago, we were at Camp Pendleton for the men of the Marines. We did a cute little sketch with a Scottish background.
Oh, Hector.
I...
Isn't it wonderful out here?
Oh,
aye.
Tis a brabrich moonlich nicht to nicht. It's fun to say, and the dew is good for the heather, you know. Look, dearie, I got a surprise for you. I brought you some candy.
Oh, Hector, you're too good to me.
Here it is.
Thank you. I've never seen candy exactly like this before. I couldn't stop it.
You're winding it up.
What kind is it?
Oh, they're called lifesavers. I'll bring you another one from the package tomorrow night. It's nice to be with you. Someday, when I'm a famous musician, we'll get married.
Gunther, where are you?
Oh, his father. He better not find me here with you.
Where are you, daughter?
I'm over here in the rye field, father, trying to track down one of our lost sheep.
Bah. Well, he shouldn't be hard to find. I see some footprints here. The only sheep in the field wearing army shoes. I thought so. Who is this bum?
No, father.
I'm not a bum. I'm a...
a boom.
I'm a very accomplished musician, and someday I'll be very rich.
Bah.
I will. I just finished writing a wonderful song, and your daughter was the inspiration for it. I'll sing it to you. Listen. If a buddy meet a buddy coming through the rye, if a buddy miss a buddy, need a buddy.
Didn't miss that buddy, did I?
Say, I can remember another show we did. It was the Los Alamitos. And we did our version of the great motion picture, Death of a Salesman. My name is Willie Loman. I'm a salesman. Been a salesman for almost 40 years. I've sold everything in my time, but right now I'm selling garbage disposal units. And I'm good at it. The president of the company said I had the best head for garbage disposal he ever saw. But don't get the wrong idea. It ain't no fun being a salesman. All day long, you stick your foot in the door and people slam it on you. Happened to me so many times, I don't wear shoes. I wear doorstops. Yeah, selling's my life. But I got a funny feeling something's going to happen. The boss of the company has called me into his office.
Sit down, Willie.
Yes, sir.
Willie, you've been with this company for 40 years.
That's right, sir.
Willie, it's a feeling up in the front office that you're slipping.
I'm not.
How about your last trip? You were in Wyoming, supposed to be selling swivel chairs.
Well, it's hard to sell swivel chairs out in the cow country. I got a cow to sit down on one, but her aim was bad and she missed the bucket. Are you trying to tell me I'm through?
Afraid so, Willie. I'm going to have to give you your notice.
Oh, but you can't do this to me. I got a wife and family. I need the money. I'll do anything. I don't have to be a salesman. I'll be your office boy. I'll scrub the floors.
We have an old woman for that.
Let me scrub the old woman.
I'm sorry, Willie. We can't carry you. You're fired.
That's gratitude. 40 years with the company. 40 years of being a traveling salesman. I should have got that other job when I had the chance.
What other job?
Being a farmer's daughter.
How could you be a farmer's daughter? You're not a girl.
What do them farmers know? They only feed the whole world and elect presidents.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the number called Wing Ding, and I've asked
ask Miss Peggy Lee to join me here tonight to do it. Go.
Howdy, stranger. Anything I can do for you?
Yeah. Scratch my back.
Is that all?
No, one other little thing. Let's get a little life in this joint.
Okay, stranger. If that's the way you want it. Hold it, Jeff. Sam, bring out the dancing girl. I'm shouting, I'm singing. Tonight I'll do some flinging. Time to start the show.
I'm laughing, I'm humming, because I know what's coming.
Things have been too slow, and I will make them go.
What a night for a wedding day. My baby's more than willing to make the evening thrilling.
Things are right for a wedding day, and I can tell you, you can count on me. I got the maid I'm dating waiting patiently.
I figure I'll be on a spree.
I'm for her.
I figure he's for me.
Tonight'll be a beauty.
Yip-to-hooty, what a time to be tingling. I'll soon be flying higher than a kite. Because tonight's my night to have a wing. There'll be real fine doings tonight.
The Bob Hope Show on Tuned to Yesterday, an NBC episode from November 13th, 1951. And that does it for this hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. It's been a pleasure.